Hello?
Hi, Maddie. This is Sid. How are you doing?
Who?
Sid Peterson, Maddie. We spoke, I believe, last week about your property in Moseley on Chittery Way.
Oh, yes. I guess we did. I'm sorry. I've called so many people, Sid. I don't remember. But, yeah, okay. And
you spoke with my boss as well, Forrest, his name was.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. I'm sorry. You caught me off guard, Sid. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No
and he
problem.
Wasn't he wasn't interested or something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he was, actually. He, I believe, gave you an offer as well, a verbal offer.
Let me go to my... Oh, I crossed it off. Yeah, he gave me an offer of $215, Sid. I said
yes.
No.
And you said
no.
You already had an offer for $240.
I had an offer for $240. Yes, I did. So the $215, and even at $240, I probably want to hold out at this point because I still have it on the market, and even if I was to sell it at $280, I'm at least gonna get $260 out of it. So I'm gonna keep it the way it is until this goes off the market, and then I'm going to see what to do. Well, why is your boss willing to give $240? Is that it?
I was just reaching out to see, you know, if you have signed it with the guys that gave you the $240 offer or not.
No, I didn't sign with anybody. But I mean, is he willing to go up in his price, or this way I could consider it after if this doesn't get sold at $280? Because again, Sid, if I get to $280, I'm gonna clear $260 just about. So I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna go for $240, but I would think about it, you know, after July 31st.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know,
no
as
problem.
Long as I don't pay, as long as I wouldn't get any less than that. But even the $240, I'm taking a $50,000 cut because this is a lot of money. The new ones are going for $315, and I'm selling this at $280. And if I give it even a $240, that's a nice profit for someone that when they buy this, they could resell it and get over $300,000. That's going to be
right.
A big profit for them, you know. But and I get it. Everybody's out to make a buck. I get that, you know. I get that. But let me. All right, Sid. What is his fair bottom price that he would pay for this, so I can write it down next to your name?
I am not sure about that, to be honest. I am not sure what would be his bottom price, but I just wanted to touch base with you because, as you said, you know, you talk to a lot of people. I just wanted to reach out to see if, you know, if things go south and you don't get to 80 around July 31st, what I'll do is I'll follow up with you and we can talk about the numbers then again.
Yeah, see, I crossed out, to be honest, I'm going to be perfectly honest because I'm an honest person. I crossed it out because when he called and said $215, I'm like, no. I said, but thank you anyway. You know, yes,
right.
there is one, and I highlighted it at $240. The rest of the people didn't get back to me at this, I don't know why. I didn't even go, you know, follow up either what they would give. But all right, I'll put next to your name that Sid to call. If you want, you can call July 31st. But at that point, tell me what the bottom offer would be. Okay.
I'm not sure about it since, you know, Forrest is the one that handles it. I believe I'll talk to him, you know, before July 31st and then
right.
I'll call back.
I'm going to write here. I got to write notes because I'm up there in age. We'll give bottom price, okay? Believe me, I want this sold. I just, you know, I just want people to understand, and I know that we buy houses and everything. It, you know, you get a low ball figure, and I understand for all the reasons, but I can't. I bought this at $290 just about, and I'm... Even if I get $260, I'm losing $30,000. So if I was to get 240, I'm losing $50,000. That's a lot of money for me to lose. You know, I'm not a millionaire. I'm not a billionaire. I'm not a rich person. You know, we're senior citizens, and I can't lose $50,000. That's why even at 240, unless I'm really desperate, will I go for it? I really would have to have more in a way. But I do want to know what your price would be. So call me back whenever you can. I'm more than happy to talk with you. And, you know, let's see what another price that you could give me, okay?
Sure, no problem. We'll definitely call
all
you
right.
July 31st.
All right. You could call me before. I mean, I'm anytime, you know. Give me a call back if you find out from your boss, you know, what he has to say. Okay?
All right. Let me reach out to him, and we'll discuss it, and I'll get back to you.
Thank you, Sid. You take care.
You do.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.